present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second visit to the fine city of Swansea. Remarkably, Swansea can boast two famous actors who were at school together here, Catherine Zeta-Jones and our special guest, Rob Brydon. And thanks to her looks, Catherine Zeta-Jones is the face of Elizabeth Arden. And thanks to his, Rob Brydon is the voice of Toilet Duck. Pembrokeshire boasts that in the tiny settlement of St David's, it has the smallest cathedral city in Britain. And that's just one of the many exhibits in their Museum of Cheese Portions. The Denbighshire Redcap is a popular commercial breed of chicken, which was developed there for its egg-laying ability and superior quality of meat. In 1912, the Redcap was the most common bird in Britain. In 2012, it was Katie Price. The Landor Viaduct rises high over the River Tor. Built in 1850...
Whoa.
Okay.
You stop right there, fella.
All right.
You come to our city...
Come on.
...with your fancy London ways, wearing your media spectacles. Towie.
They... Where?
Oh, thank God, stop being so pedantic. All right. Tower. Let's hear you say it, Jack.
No, I'm not going to do the joke now. The Landor Viaduct rises high over the River Tower.
A little bit of extra information for you, Jack, because Tawe is Welsh for the only way is Essex.
The Landor Viaduct rises high over the River Tawe. Built in 1850 by Brunel, it became popular for charity bungee jumps. However, jumps have now been halted after an 87-year-old war veteran plummeted straight into the water, despite having the rope tied securely to his ankle. The instructor afterwards said that the veteran should really have mentioned his wooden leg. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timber Taylor and Rob Brydon. And eager as ever to enjoy some hot scoring action on the desk next to me, please welcome the delightful Samantha. Okay, well, we start this week with a look at the Uxbridge English Dictionary. Modern English contains a surprising number of words which came from other languages. Yacht is a Dutch word meaning a hunting ship. Muesli is a German word which means muesli. And toilet comes from the French word toilette, meaning a stinking hole in the ground. Words are constantly changing their meanings, Tim, so I'd like you to share with us any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Tim, you can start.
Digest, Welsh clown.
Barry.
Kudos, a line of people asleep.
Graham.
Savaloy, a hotel for sausages.
Rob.
Glamorgan, a willy with lipstick.
Oh, I say.
Innuendo, Italian suppository.
Symmetry. A very neatly laid out graveyard.
Aberystwyth. A little me time while listening to Dancing Queen.
Hmm?
Marry time. You're pregnant.
Acoustic. Perch for a dove.
Tendentious. Five pairs of false teeth.
Bicker. Like a ballpoint, only more so.
Dominion, a baker's assistant.
MySpace, speed a mouse goes at.
Taffeta, Diolchen Fawr.
Penile, caught short in Egypt.
Well, the teams are going to sing for us now in the round called Pick Up Song. Samantha made her usual visit to the sound archive to research the team's discs, where she discovered the archivists were excited that this week's show was being made in Wales and hinted they'd like to visit. Samantha says, as a special treat, she might invite them to bang her in her van. Samantha is back at the turntable and ready to give the discs a spin. You should sing along, teams, until Samantha turns the volume down. If when the music returns you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean sticking your finger out to indicate something in the distance. What do points mean?
Prizes!
And this week's This week's prize is sure to delight any simplex virus blister sufferer who enjoys a light summer lunch. It's this crunchy cold sore salad. Well, at least you all know what it is. Tim, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Ricky Valance singing Tell Laura I Love Her.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. You wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said,
bom, 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 bom.
Tell Laura I love her.
Bom, 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 bom.
Tell Laura I need her.
Bom, 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 bom.
Tell Laura I need her.
Oh. Tell Laura I may be late. I've something to do.
Okay, your next, Barry. I'd like you to accompany Shakin' Stevens singing This Old House.
This old house once knew his children. This old house once knew a wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about. Ain't a gonna need this house no longer. Ain't a gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend no window pane. Ain't gonna need this.
Cryer. Barry Cryer was considered to represent Britain at this year's Eurovision. As you know, they went for a younger man in the end. Are you now, Graham? Would you accompany Shirley Bassey singing Big Spender?
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time with me.
Wouldn't you like to have fun?
Fun, fun, fun.
And finally, would you, Rob, please accompany Tom Jones? Singing I Who Have Nothing.
I who have nothing. I who have no one. Adore you and want you so. I am just a no one with nothing to give you but hope. I love you. He buys you diamonds. Bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, dear, when I say that he can give you the world, but he'll never love you the way I love you the way, but he'll never love you the way.
Oh. Rob Brydon there with really a quite incredible impression of someone with all his blood in his face.
Bed you use between shows.
Our next round is sound charades, where the teams display their acting skills. This is based on the old TV favourite called Give Us a Clue, where players mime the titles of books or films against the clock. Obviously, mime games don't work at all well on radio, and so the teams have proved for the last 30 years. The master of those mimes was, of course, Lionel Blair. Give Us a Clue is no longer on TV, but they still do corporate bookings, including one recently at the Natural History Museum. As a keen amateur paleontologist, Lionel was tempted to sneak an exhibit home with him. Eunice Stubbs was horrified to catch Lionel trying to take a Homo erectus through the tradesman's entrance. Tim and Rob, you're to start, please, and... Your title will shortly be revealed to the audience via the display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The Great British Bake Off. The Great British Bake Off.
Off you go, Tim and Rob.
It's a television programme.
Yes.
And it's five words.
Ooh. Ooh.
And it goes like this. I do like it here in Colwyn.
Yes, so do I.
I love the way the water ebbs and flows.
The only thing that spoils it for me is... Whenever I'm here, I can't stop. I just can't stop. It's huge.
Really?
Cough.
Cough. The sound of mucus.
The clues are all there if you have the kind of mind that can...
Colwyn Bay. Tide. The water going in and out.
Tide.
Tide.
Could be.
Tidy.
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 Tidy. That's good.
I'll be honest, I didn't get it. I got it written in front of me, so...
Would you like us to perform it for you again?
No.
Because the clues are all there.
I'd rather die
Colwyn
first.
Bay. Colwyn.
You're
bay,
getting somewhere.
Bay. Bay.
Bay.
Five
what?
Words.
Cough.
The bay.
Cough it. Coughing. Cough.
The bay. Bake off. Oh, bake off. Bake off.
The tidy British bake off.
Near enough.
Near enough.
It's like social night down at the Saga home, isn't it? Well, while Rob cleans his microphone, we'll go for another one. Barry and Graham, your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Iron Lady. The Iron Lady.
Three words.
And it's a film.
It's a film.
Hamish.
Ah. Dougal, you'll have had your tea.
As a matter of fact, I have, yes. Two lumps. And talking of two lumps, will you look at your kilt? Are you wearing two sporrans again?
No, I'm not.
Well, in that case, calm down, man. You look as if you slept in a skip. Why don't you get Mrs. Nochty to clean and press that kilt for you?
Oh, she can't. She's away, staying with her son, James.
Oh.
You know, the one who can't pronounce Jeremy Hunt.
Yes. Well, then, why not go to Mrs. McAllister down the road?
Oh, she's pressed many a kilt.
Aye, and often uninvited.
Kilt pressing services are the talk of the Glen.
Yeah, that's right. You know what they call her?
Indeed I do.
Large kilt.
Pressing.
Yes.
Press gang. Bridge on the River Kwai.
Arning.
Oh, yes.
Oh, stop it.
Is it the Iron Lady?
Yes.
It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, at the halfway mark, we have to play Beat the Brains. This is where the contestants put their heads together in an attempt to answer two brain teasers sent in by a listener. This week's Beat the Brains questions come from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. Our first question is this. Does anyone want to buy a sideboard? Anybody? I have to rush you. No? Well, Mrs. Trellis wins that one. And her second is a related question, and it's this. Why not? Well, that's got them on the run, so Mrs. Trellis has beaten the brains and is rewarded with this round of applause. And so on with the game teams, which this week is the Welsh version known as Morgantown Crescent. And as most of you are off your usual territory, I've provided you with sat-nav devices, which have been programmed accordingly. Graham, can you start, please?
No, I probably want to head off to Neath or somewhere like that to start with.
Turn left in 400 yards.
That'll do it, yeah. Neath.
Neath, OK.
Heidi High Campers. Take the second exit. Not that way. That way is England.
Is she Eastern European?
Welsh. Shut it.
Hey, on why?
Turn left into Cardigan, or you won't feel the benefit.
Cardigan.
Fishguard.
Fishguard.
It is diagonal.
Careful here.
Yeah, it is, I suppose.
What's the sat nav?
Turn right opposite the... Wow. Wales has got a cinema.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
There's a clue in there somewhere. Pontypool.
Well, Pontypool. I'm not quite sure what's going on.
You are approaching a hillside. Watch out for where we keep the welcome.
Oh, in that case, I'll have to go to Llandudno.
Are you the Tim Brooke Taylor?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of you.
Be hurtful.
My steak.
Ooh, that's posh.
Look, sheep.
Llanelli.
What?
Llanelli, you heard me.
Oh.
Yes, I just didn't believe it. Well, I'm tempted by Milford Haven at this point.
Follow the sign to Landfair PWUL Winkle Goat Richward Drobwool Anticilio Doggy Dog.
It's actually Llanfair Pwllgwyngyll Gogere Llwyndrobwy Llandicilio Go Go Goch.
I'll go with Milford Haven.
Milford Haven.
Mm. Okay.
That means that you're now in NIP, officially.
Is that what they call it in this part of the world? Krakowl, I was going to say.
System failure warning. You have a leak in your radiator. Add some potatoes and make soup.
I'll stick with that.
Krakowl, yeah?
Krakowl.
Krakowl, oh.
Clanranog.
Oh. Yeah. Ponta Dawe.
Oh, look. We are entering the village of Ildiwich.
That's not Ildiwich. It's Ildiwch. It's a road sign telling you to give way.
Whatever it is, it appears to be missing a vowel.
Felly, the helpu coma en yn hymerus cicio eich asoddiamau a brystwyth. Which translates as, so help me, I'll kick your ass from here to Aberystwyth.
Jack, are you going to let her speak to me like that?
Graham?
Did last night mean a thing to you?
Hollyhead.
Hollyhead. It's Hollyhead, so we
Prestatyn.
No, I can't let you have Prestatyn.
Would you accept Port Talbot?
My last one was Krakowl, wasn't it?
I don't think anyone would accept Port Talbot.
Silly bitch.
Saundersfoot.
Is it not Tim's go?
We play as a team.
No, it was Tim's go. Oh. I'm sorry, I have to be. There's no, you know, no point playing it if we don't play it by the rules.
Well, Brecon.
Brecon is fine, yes. Yep. Yes, you're fine there.
Morgantown Crescent.
Well, the next round is guaranteed good old-fashioned fun. OK, I'll present the teams with some opening couplets of cautionary rhymes in the style of Hilaire Belloc in a new game known as Complete Bellocs. The teams have to finish the rhymes off and points will be awarded for the speed with which they are able to dispatch the errant child in question. Graham, you can go first. Finish this one off for me. Belinda made her parents vexed, for all she ever did was text.
Which made her thumbs fall off, and all her parents had to say was lol.
Tim, one for you here. Though often warned, a boy called Rex still tampered with electric flex.
Bit through the mains, his feet were damp, they used him as a standard lamp.
Barry. One day, a small girl called Sophia climbed right inside the tumble dryer.
With her current boyfriend, Vince, they've been going around together ever since.
And Rob, in spite of warnings, little Stu would taunt the lions in the zoo.
And when they picked up all the pieces, little Stu was lion feces.
Graham. A naughty little lad called Dave would hide inside the microwave.
Now he's in heaven, the angels sing, and on his tombstone one word. Bing!
Tim, young Nigel earned a stern reproof for doing cartwheels on the roof.
Until he fell off with a shout, and then the archers kicked him out. Trevor.
Barry, I see dead people, claimed young Cole, which made his mother drop her bowl.
She cried out in extreme frustration, you've ruined my colonic irrigation.
And finally, Rob, The infant Mike had such bad genes, he lived on top shelf magazines.
Evening, afternoon and morn, young Mike would have his fill of porn. Playboy, penthouse, rustler, knave was surely no way to behave. And then one day the top shelf fell on Mike and he went straight to hell. A tragic end, a too short life, snuffed out beneath a reader's wife.
Well, I notice it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to... There is just time to fit in a round of the recession songbook. We're all having to make difficult sacrifices in these hard times. Tim was telling us he's just sold the gold watch he got off his grandfather on his deathbed. It wasn't easy. His old man put up a hell of a fight. So, teams, I'd like you please to suggest titles of songs to suit these financially difficult times. You can start this one, Graham.
Can you loan some tonight?
Barry?
I'm living on a lamppost at the corner of the street.
Tim?
Round, round, get around, I can't afford a round.
Hit me with your goods on tick.
Girls just want to have funds.
Nights in white nylon.
Classic. Classic from Harry Nilsson. No, I can't forget this evening and the quantitative easing.
A lovely one from Gilbert O'Sullivan. Alone again, naturally.
23 trombones.
Shut up at your factory.
I need a euro. I'm holding out for a euro till the end of the night.
Put your daughter on the game, Mrs. Worthington.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the mighty buffaloes of time stampede across the Canadian plains of eternity, and air traffic control ask who let a herd of buffalo into Vancouver Airport, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the team, Samantha, myself, and the good people of Swansea, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Rob Brydon have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.